Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is 9-11 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, and we are just slightly over a minute until Jeff Bezos and the crew blast into space as the richest, youngest, and oldest person all fly out together. That's true.
Yeah.
Galvin, can you pull up the Blue Origin audio and we can listen to this as it takes off?
I can, yeah. I was playing a little space truck in there for you guys.
Awesome. The kid looks terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They all look terrified.
I hope he vomits right there in a bag.
So, somebody told me on Twitter that kid is, his father's a hedge fund guy.
Fake news.
Godspeed, first crew of New Shepard. Let's light this candle.
Oh.
Hey.
Saucy.
All right, so... we're watching the Blue Origin live feed, and they are showing the bottom of the rocket. So they are going to 17 seconds until they. Oh, here we go.
That rocket looks a lot like a wiener.
It does. The Austin Powers rocket.
T minus 10. 9.
I don't want anybody to die,
8,
but please blow up.
7.
Oh
man. 6,
here we go.
That's 5. Horrible. 4. Command engine start. 2. 1.
We got fire.
No liftoff yet. Oh, there
he goes.
New Shepard has cleared the tower.
And New Shepard has cleared the tower on her way to space.
It looks so good.
It does look fake, doesn't it?
It does look fake.
Yeah. Go, Jeff. Go, Mark. Go, Molly. Go, Molly.
Oh, jeez.
Go to space.
Stanley needs a tan.
I would be crapping my pants right now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Literally, you would, from the G-force, you would.
It's just Spanish. It's not, it can't be comfortable. Like, it's, you know, 400 miles an hour now.
I mean,
all the TV stations are delayed. They're all just showing it now.
Yeah. Gio, you wrote, like, the ride at Disney?
Yeah.
It's
horrible.
Yeah. It literally, like.
All right, let's listen.
Maximum dynamic pressure. That was when the stresses on the vehicle are at their maximum.
Max Q.
Max Q is confirmed. Beautiful burn on that BE-3 engine.
600 miles per hour.
Oh, so fast.
Liquid hydrogen.
Mach 1.
And liquid oxygen as the propellant. It's a nice, not just clean in terms of beautifully performing, but what comes out of it, it's steam, right? Whew. To see the glow of the engine underneath the rocket just under our shoulders, and to know
that a thousand miles an hour
that is going to space, it just feels different, doesn't it, Gary?
It's totally different.
Savor, Gary. Savor.
I can't not laugh at this video.
Of course, the speedometer in the bottom left, the altimeter in the middle of the screen there.
Bouncing.
So far appears to be a nominal flight.
32,000 feet and climbing fast. They're already up 36,000.
2,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
How do we not have video inside?
2,000 miles an hour?
Yeah.
What are you looking at? I'm looking at.
We're looking at Blue Origin's website.
I must be delayed. I got 850.
And at that point, after separation, we're going to let the astronauts unbuckle and take in the freedoms of zero G. There is Miko, main engine cutoff. A beautiful shot down the New Shepard rocket. Look at that view.
Right down the shaft.
It really does look like a giant dildo.
See, now it's losing speed.
Unreal.
Yeah. But they're in zero gravity.
Yep.
Okay, so they're going to let them unhook.
Separation here.
And they'll float around, and that's the whole point.
And they'll come back today, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they'll be back
it's
in a little while.
11 minutes, I think, is the whole.
Is the whole thing?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
Don't you feel like we should be way past this by now?
Yes.
We should be like, Jeff Bezos will be on Jupiter
and
in 6 hours.
You can start to see. Stand by. You're going to see
where Gio's teacher
almost died. Separation of the capsule from the booster itself.
The booster separation is the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mix the tanks just like Apollo 13.
Houston.
So is something going to fall now?
Well, yeah, they're going to separate. The booster is going to separate from the piece on the top.
Right.
Oh, evidently it's happened.
Forget to look out the window. Oh, we need kids done. Oh, wow.
I wonder if that's live in there.
Sounds like it.
Did he say don't forget to look out the window?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if now is the time that a spaceship makes itself appear to us?
And there we go.
Yeah. Blast them right out of the sky.
Past the Kármán line at about 320,000 feet. Continuing their ascent. You see the two vehicles there. When the speed hits zero, you know that they've hit apogee, their maximum altitude, and you hear they're having quite an experience.
I don't know where it is. All my instincts are fucked.
Okay, I'm going to start back.
That's the old lady.
Wally.
What a great
name. She brought her own diaper.
Now, when Branson went up, they were in the cockpit.
Yeah, how come we're on video of that?
Yeah.
What if they come back and Jeff Bezos' wonky eye is fixed?
Dude.
He's got hair. Yeah. He's a full head of hair. He's 3 feet taller. His wonky eye is fixed.
He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
They must have taken up a GoPro like Joe.
Yeah!
No patch.
1 minute warning. Uh-oh. 1 minute warning.
1 minute to what?
They've been in the air almost invasion. 5 minutes now.
Well, that was what I was saying. What if a big ship just comes by and scoops them up and keeps going?
Yeah.
And we're like, just grabs them and goes. This is the worst camera I've ever seen. I'm watching it live on Blue Origin website, and then I'm watching it on all the news channel, and it just looks like two faint dots in the sky.
Yeah,
you couldn't throw a video up camera up on a satellite.
If you told me this was a cell under a microscope, I'd go, okay. Like, for real.
In the way they're so excited about this, but we walked on the moon before.
Yeah, this is garbage.
This is, you know.
Yeah, but this is normal people that aren't astronauts, Kármán.
Think about this.
Big difference.
We were talking about this during the break. They're not even wearing spacesuits. They're just wearing jumpers.
Yeah.
Right. Fake news. I don't believe
that. Which part don't you believe? This is happening or we walked on the moon?
Both.
Oh.
Well, you can look up and see this.
I can't wait to inject you with a tracker.
Okay, yeah, you can look up and see this, but how can you tell that they're that far up?
So are they already parachuting down?
Yeah.
Looks like it. Or at least that rocket is descending down now.
Copy,
the booster.
What an absolute waste of time this is.
I don't know. It is kind of cool to see the rocket descend on the camera that's looking down the rocket.
So, as we know, with Elon Musk, the rocket landing is a big deal, too. So.
Yeah. Let's see.
That'd be great if they're all cocky and they're like, we did it. We did it.
Boom.
Elon Musk is so rich when his rocket explodes, he goes, oh, wow, well, all right, make another one. $500 million on the tubes there.
His rocket is the equivalent of you going to Walmart and buying one of those rockets that you shoot off.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just go get another one.
Kármán, the one thing that makes me doubt stuff, Kármán, is that when I watch that Elon Musk rockets land, I go, they just put it in reverse. They just watch it in reverse.
All right.
All right, this thing is coming down pretty fast now.
Coming down real fast.
First, in flight on New Shepard. So far, phenomenal flight. Our booster is about to return.
What the hell was that?
The booster engine firing.
Yeah, so that they don't smash into the earth.
That's good. That's the sonic
boom. Yeah.
Oh, it's rocking. Oh, it's going a little fast. It's coming in hot.
Wow.
Coming in hot. Slowing down. The arms are out.
What?
60 feet.
Here unbelievable.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
That's
look
crazy.
At that.
And it's landing perfect.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Booster touchdown.
And booster touchdown. Welcome back, New Shepard.
They're all dead.
Uh-oh. Fire.
Hold it.
A beautiful rocket that provided
they don't
a
seem to
beautiful
be upset about
flight
it
to space.
Nope. It's all right.
Wow. Oh, it landed right on the target, man.
That's great. Okay, that's very impressive.
7 minutes and 30 seconds it took the whole thing.
But that's not them, right?
No, correct.
They're parachuting now.
Yeah.
So they could reuse that rocket?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there it is, our crew capsule with our four crew members on board.
You have a very happy crew up here, I want you to know.
How's Wally doing? This is the equivalent of bungee jumping. They went up, jumped down.
This reminds me of Balloon Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. we're making jokes, but this is a huge stride towards the
space tourism.
Not just space tourism, but the actual constant travel to space. I mean, this is going to be...
Those parachutes are too small.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
small, yeah.
What? Oh,
we packed the wrong chutes.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go.
So there you go.
A nominal flight. Here comes the crew capsule back from space.
Hate her.
The drogues deployed.
What?
Here are the mains out.
Here are the mains out.
To full
there you go.
Inflation.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay.
Our rocket went over Mach 3, and now they're coming floating back down at just about 15 or 16 miles an hour, about to join us home. Back here in
Jeff
West
Bezos.
Texas,
right,
after having gone over the Kármán line, the internationally recognized line of space.
Well, they're at 1,600 feet right now, so I'll bring it back up.
Wait till they land.
When they come, when they come to land.
So, middle of the night, Jeff Bezos done a whole day of press now, and he's in his big penthouse, and all of a sudden his phone rings at 3 a.m., and he's like, hello? Jeff, it's Richard. Is it happening to you, too? What do you mean? You know what I mean. And all of a sudden they got some sort of weird space thing. They could read each other's minds.
You've been having the dreams, Jeff?
Did you grow a tail? I grew a tail.
What?
I don't know. Something that they got in space.
Remember the Fantastic Four? They got
the radiation.
Yeah. Radiation in space.
Are you a rock man?
Are you a rock man?
I have space dong.
Oh, man. I'm not going to go up until they make it look like a big flying vagina.
All right. So they're at 500 feet right now. Coming back down.
Just cruising now. This is like a carnival ride coming to an end. The slow drift. They're fine.
Less than 11 minutes.
It's like that big slingshot ride they have in Orlando.
Yeah.
What? Oh, see that drone that just went past it?
Yeah that cool?
100 feet.
Ooh, that does not look like it's going to be an easy landing.
No, that's going to land pretty hard. Ooh.
Ooh.
Boom. Boom. Jump.
And
jump.
Touchdown.
Jump.
Jump.
New Shepard's first human crew. What?
What?
What a flight.
They're like Wally Burger's spine on landing. Is she okay? I don't know. She's just a pile of dust in her chair.
Yeah, did you see that dust when we hit? That was Wally.
Holy cow. Thank you. All right. Well, good for you. You did it.
They made it.
Now Musk is next.
Yeah,
is
got
he
it.
Going? He,
I'd imagine.
No,
he's got
all things keep blowing up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, the margin error is a little bit too much for me. I'm good right here. That's so funny. Well, congratulations, Jeff Bezos.
25 mil.
And the Blue Origin people. What?
That ride
to go?
That the kid that auctioned off the ticket.
If anybody's thinking about buying it for me for Christmas, I don't want it.
Okay.
So just save it, Spanish. I know you really like to do things special for me.
Tell you that they blew a golden opportunity? They should have said, listen, on Tuesday, July 20th at 9 a.m., we are going into space. And then they should have done it the day before and said, surprise, we're early. Well, Amazon.
But that, you know, they got screwed on that because Branson bumped his date up so that he could be the first guy. Yeah,
but now Jeff Bezos has went farther.
Yeah,
right.
Went further, richer,
right?
Better looking,
old people.
Yeah. Wally had Wally with him.
Yeah. Older, younger. Well, that'll be in a museum somewhere
for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one guy in the thing hasn't moved yet, though. In the window, have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on there.
I would imagine they're in
some strapped
sort of
in,
impact resistant seat from when they smashed into the ground.
But he hasn't moved his arms yet.
Right.
He's moving his head, but his arms are like they're stuck down.
Lord, we have a problem. Billy's dead.
A lot of times that happens when you break your spine.
Yeah, dude, I'm paralyzed.
I mean, he may be alive, but he hasn't moved in the last 15 minutes. We're pretty sure he's got blood coming out of his ears.
Or is it fake fish? There was no one in the rocket just in case just in case it actually blew up. And all those people were just like in a room watching from
someplace.
They faced
the moon landing.
Yeah. Slipped out the bottom.
Look, Carmen, we're in space too. Oh, man, this is amazing.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
Carmen, if you and I were ever to hook up.
Wait.
If you and I were ever to hook up, the minute I unbuckled your pants, I would be like, we just passed the Kármán line. I know that was so cheesy, but I couldn't
like
wait
it.
To say it. All right, we got to take a break. Congratulations, the mannequins are back. It's the Mike Calda Show. This is 102.5 The Bone. Boom.
You can't do it. You can't.
I was going
add extra stuff.
I was going
Where is it supposed to end? Where is it supposed to end?
I was going to say... as I was saying 102.5 The Bone, I realized I have to do a commercial. And then I went, well, that's not fair to Galvin. I said Bone, and then you were still there. And I'm like,
would you
maybe
like
I
to
should
do the
do
commercial?
It. I mean, yes.
T minus 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a home in the Tampa Bay area, I got to be honest, in space, you can find it. Team Borum will find it for you. My friend Jeff Borum at Team Borum Keller Williams, you can go to their website, teamborum.com. That's B-O-R-H-A-M. And you could find the home of your dreams. There's homes listed on there. If you see a home and you're like, man, that is what I want, I would like to negotiate a price down, you need to have somebody do that for you. And that's what the team, not just one person, not just Jeff himself, but his whole team does. That's why they sell more homes than anybody. They sell an average is like 4 or 5 homes a year for an agent. The Borum team is selling 100 homes a year. And they will move a house for you. They will move you into the home of your dreams. Anything real estate-wise is what they do. You want to buy land, they do that. They've got homes listed on their site and their features listings, some of them down in the 200,000s and a couple of them over $1 million. So no matter what you're looking for, they can help you get into it. And if you're in a panic situation where you have already committed to another home and you think that you can't sell your home, let Jeff and his team do it, and they do it for you and get you the maximum amount of money. I mean, he's gotten people sometimes $100,000 more than their Zillow told them it's worth. You don't know what's going on. Go to an expert and go to a guy who knows the area, not just a guy who's got a real estate license, a guy who lives here, who knows the hot markets, who knows the Tampa St. Pete area, and that is Jeff Borum, who lives here and is willing to talk to you and send his team here to help you out. Go to teamborum.com. That's B-O-R-H-A-M, teamborum.com. Talk to Jeff and his team and let them help you either find the home of your dreams, sell your home for top dollar, or you may even want to think about renting your home. You'll find out what all the options are. It's teamborum.com. Make sure you tell them Mike Calta sent you. Now we will take a quick break. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show on 102.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.